Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Hart and May. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Send us your idea for a story and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too, let's go. One day, Hart and May were at their classes. Have you guys ever been to a class like music class or ninja class or gymnastics class? Yeah, they're really fun. Hart was in ninja class and May was in ballerina class. They were both working so hard to get really good at what they were doing. Well, at their class, Hart today was practicing to break a piece of wood in half with his hand. Can you do that? Me neither. Whoa, Hart must be really, really strong if he can karate chop a piece of wood in half. And in May's class, she was practicing on spinning really, really fast on her toes. Can you spin really, really fast? Whoa, it makes me really dizzy. I don't know how May does it. She spins like a million times and doesn't even get dizzy. Whoa. Well, at the end of their class, their parents were waiting outside for them. And they were about to get on the car when all of a sudden, bzz, 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 their Spy Kids beepers went off. What does that mean? Hart said. As they raced to grab their beepers, they opened them up and sure enough, there was a message from headquarters. May pushed the button and it said,
Hart and May, we need your help. There is a top secret mission where we need you to save somebody. You see, the princess is missing. She has been taken, and it's up to you guys to rescue her. Dun, dun, dun!
Oh no, the princess is missing. That's terrible. Who would do such a thing?
We gotta do something, May said. As Hart and May put back on their gear, their ninja gear and their ballerina gear, their parents knew that this was a really important mission, and sometimes their parents would help them. And so as they got in the car, Hart said,
All right, we gotta hurry and drive to headquarters to pick up our clues. Step on it!
As the car raced off towards headquarters, May and Hart began to think,
What in the world? Who would do this? Oh, this is terrible. We really gotta figure this out. Everyone needs the princess back as soon as possible.
All right. As they were getting closer and closer to headquarters, they started to think, All right, we gotta use our special skills because everyone that's a spy kid has special skills. And Hart was a pretty good ninja. And May, like we said, was a really good ballerina. And so I wonder if their secret awesome skills will help save the princess. As they walked inside headquarters and opened the door, they were met with a whole team of agents.
May! Hart! Come over here!
They raced over and looked at a big board on a wall that was full of different pictures and clues and all kinds of things. And the agent said,
Hart! And May, we need you to follow all these clues. You see, we're pretty sure that it's Dr. Stinky Breath again.
Dr. Stinky Breath? Oh no. What in the world is he doing with the princess? Why would he take her?
We think that he's wanting to take over all of the land, and he's doing it by controlling the princess. These are the clues that we know. He lives up on top of that mountain, but it looks like he set a lot of booby traps along the way.
pieces like walls of wood and all kinds of crazy things that you're gonna have to be very careful as you approach his secret dungeon. Good luck. Hart and May quickly put on their jetpacks and zoomed out the door as they waved back at their parents. As their jetpacks zoomed through the sky, they were headed towards the mountain. But they knew that they couldn't take their jetpacks all the way there because Dr. Stinky Breath would definitely see them. They needed to land at a safe place and follow the map that would lead them to the dungeon. As they carefully landed in the middle of a forest, they pulled out the map and started heading in the right direction. On the way, they were supposed to keep an eye out for booby traps. Do you know what booby traps are? Yeah, it's what bad guys set out and either stop the good guys or trap them or throw mud at them or throw a net on them. There's all kinds of terrible things that they had to look out for. Hart and May were both very brave. They were not afraid of anything that would happen on this adventure. As they were heading up the trail, they came to it. Oh no! There's a huge wooden wall here. There's no way we can get over this. I don't even see. Oh no, there's a cliff! A cliff on both sides! We can't even go around it! And there's no door. May was really worried that they were not going to be able to figure this out. They didn't have the right gear to get over. And Hart said, wait a second. He tapped on the wood. I'm pretty sure this is wood. And May, remember in my class today, I was practicing smashing through wood with my hands. Do you think? I wonder. I hope this wood isn't too thick. I'm gonna try. Hart, be careful, May said, as Hart got into a ninja pose. He took a deep breath and karate chop! He smashed the wood and broke it in two. It exploded. His hand went right through and cracked a giant hole in the wall. All right, let's go. Hart and May carefully snuck through and onto the other side. What is that? There was a rope that was tied to something that was spun really, really high and really fast. It's like the only way to get past was you had to spin the rope faster. Oh my gosh. Faster than a piranha. On the other side, there was a piranha chomping, and you had to spin the rope so fast. Faster than the piranha could get you. Hart, what are we gonna do? I don't know what we're gonna do. Wait a second, May, Hart said. We need someone who's good at spinning. And you are a ballerina. Ballerinas are the best spinners ever. All right, so you grab the rope and you spin as fast as you can. And I think that's gonna let us through. Hurry, go! May grabbed the rope and started to spin as fast as she could, faster and faster. She spun and spun and spun, and finally, bink, it opened the door. Let's go, hurry, the piranha's gonna catch us. They ran through the door, up the trail, and dun, dun, dun. There is the dungeon. There was a secret lair that Dr. Stinky Breath must be hiding in, and
help me! Help me!
That must be the princess! There she is! Let's go! Hart and May ran as fast as they could. There was a window. Princess, we're here to rescue you! Come this way! The princess climbed through the window and followed Hart and May. They started back towards the trail, but it's Dr. Stinky Breath!
Where do you think you guys are going? You're not just gonna get away with the princess that easily. I am Dr. Stinky Breath, and you will not stop my plans, you spy kids.
Hart and May got into their spy kids poses. They said, Dr. Stinky Breath, there's no way that you're going to keep this princess. She needs to go back to her castle. There's no way we're going to let you get away with this. And they pulled out their net shooters. Dr. Stinky Breath, you better back up, May said. Oh, not the net shooters. Dr. Stinky Breath was very afraid of net shooters. He said,
okay, just go and don't shoot me with those net shooters. Get out of here.
And that was that. They had done it. They rescued the princess. Hooray! Another amazing job by the spy kids. And Hart and May. The end. Thank you.